Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today, we're embarking on an exploration into something really quite thought-provoking, the whole art of giving and receiving advice. We're going to unpack how we seek guidance, you know, how we offer it up, and what fascinating, maybe even unexpected, frameworks might exist to shed some light on this very human interaction.
Yeah, it's a fundamental part of how we connect, isn't it?
Absolutely. And our journey today starts with this really interesting source. It's titled Zodiacal Counsel, Astrological Insights on Advice Giving.
Right.
Now, a title like that, it immediately grabs your attention, doesn't it?
It really does. It promises something specific.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It suggests this specific ancient lens for looking at a crucial part of our lives, seeking and offering counsel. This isn't just like general personality quirk.
No, it sounds more structured. Like it's promising deeper insights.
Precisely. And right at the heart of this material is the core question it actually dares to pose.
Which is?
Which zodiac sign give the best advice?
Yeah.
And who should stay quiet?
Wow. Okay. That's blunt.
It is. And that's our intriguing mission for today. Okay, let's unpack this. Let's see what we can learn about, well, our quest for wisdom.
Indeed. And just to set the stage, our deep dive today, it isn't about giving you, the listener, a definitive astrological reading for every sign.
Right. We're not predicting who to call for stock tips based on their birthday.
Exactly. Instead, our mission is really to dissect the premise itself, the whole idea of using astrology as a framework for understanding advice giving.
Mm-hmm.
We want to explore the, you know, the implications of asking such a question. How does it affect how we seek advice, offer it, and ultimately how we value it?
Yeah.
What's truly fascinating here is just the very idea that you could make these kinds of distinctions in a systematic way.
I think that framing is perfect, actually, because it forces us to think of it differently right from the get-go. So let's lean into that premise then.
Okay.
When you hear a title like Zodiacal Counsel, Astrological Insights on Advice Giving, what does that immediately suggest to you, listening out there, about how we might evaluate advice or even the people giving it?
Well, it implies... It suggests a certain kind of predetermined capacity, doesn't it?
Yeah, like some people are just built for it.
Sort of.
Yeah.
It absolutely suggests that different individuals might possess, you know, varying inherent capacities for giving useful advice.
You've all experienced that range, right? Brilliant guidance sometimes.
And sometimes, well, let's be honest, some pretty unhelpful suggestions, too. We've all been there.
Definitely.
So the source, just by its title, it's proposing astrology as one potential framework for understanding these differences.
Okay.
And what's fascinating is this idea of moving beyond just our own personal anecdotes, our gut feelings,
right,
towards maybe a more systematic, almost predictive approach to assessing who's good at giving advice. It suggests there might be these innate strengths or maybe weaknesses connected to our astrological profiles.
And that connects directly to the astrological insights part. That's what makes it so compelling, I think.
Mm.
Because this isn't just about general personality traits. We know those very hugely. This is about a specific ancient system astrology offering a potentially structured lens on something really nuanced, like wisdom and counsel.
Exactly.
So drawing from what this kind of source seems to promise, how might astrology, you know, theoretically reveal these insights? It must point to certain inclinations or predispositions.
Precisely. I mean, if we delve into the theoretical side of astrology, it basically posits that planetary positions at birth influence personality, talents, challenges, the whole package.
Okay.
So hypothetically, an astrological insight into advice giving would suggest that certain zodiac archetypes might just naturally be better at active listening, maybe.
Or maybe some are more pragmatic.
Or more pragmatic, yeah. Or possess greater empathy, or perhaps have a broader, more philosophical view.
Right.
For instance, the source might paint a picture of, say, fiery Aries, known for directness, leadership, as someone who gives bold, action-oriented advice, you know, cuts right to the chase.
Yeah, no messing around.
Whereas maybe an introspective Pisces, often linked with empathy and intuition, might be described as offering really intuitive, compassionate counsel, focusing more on the emotional understanding side of things.
That's a great way to illustrate it, actually. It shows how such a system tries to, well, categorize human potential when it comes to passing on wisdom.
Exactly. And it taps into something universal.
Which is?
Well, this universal desire for guidance. We all face moments of uncertainty, right?
It's constantly.
And getting sound advice in those moments. Well, you can't overstate how crucial that is.
No, absolutely not.
So this raises a really important question.
Yeah.
If a tool like astrology could genuinely pinpoint effective advisors, you know, people whose inherent qualities make them better counselors.
Yeah.
How might that fundamentally change how we approach problem solving, decision making?
It could be totally transformative, couldn't it?
Yeah.
In how we navigate, well, everything. Personal stuff, professional challenges.
Exactly. Imagine the efficiency. If you knew, okay, for this kind of problem, I should talk to that type of person.
For example, a source exploring this might suggest, say, a Gemini, often associated with communication adaptability.
Right, the talkers.
They might be excellent at brainstorming lots of solutions for a complex issue, but maybe less decisive when it comes to actually picking one.
Okay, I can see that.
Whereas perhaps a pragmatic Capricorn known for being grounded, disciplined, might offer very practical, very actionable advice, but maybe it's a bit less emotionally nuanced.
Right, straight down the line.
So the source would likely explore these kinds of distinctions, almost giving us a blueprint for finding specific types of guidance.
It really, really makes you think about who you trust and why, doesn't it?
Absolutely.
And that leads us straight back to that core question the source puts out there. Which zodiac sign gives the best advice? And who should stay quiet?
It's so direct.
It is so direct. It's not just about finding the, you know, the star performers. It's also calling out those who might, for whatever astrological reason, be less effective. Yeah, that contrast is deliberate, highlighting peak performance and potential pitfalls. Mm-hmm. And that directness, well, it holds significant implications. Mm. It immediately suggests this spectrum of advice-giving styles and effectiveness supposedly tied to these astrological profiles.
So not just good, bad.
Exactly. It's not a simple pass-fail. It implies that advice itself isn't monolithic. Different signs might theoretically excel in different types of advice.
Or maybe in different situations, like one sign is good for relationship advice, another for career stuff.
Precisely. Or maybe one's better in a crisis, another for long-term planning. The question itself forces us to consider the multifaceted nature of what even makes advice good in the first place, and how different people, maybe through their astrological makeup, contribute differently to that whole spectrum.
Okay, here's where it really gets interesting. Like, practical for you, the listener, in your own life.
Go on.
Imagine for a second you actually had these astrological insights. You knew, definitively, which signs give the quote-unquote best advice on, say, a tricky career move.
Okay.
Or understanding complicated relationship dynamics, or even just general personal growth stuff.
Mm-hmm.
How would that knowledge actually shape who you instinctively turn to first? Would you pause before dialing your best friend?
Huh, maybe.
And instead, seek out someone whose chart, according to this system, makes them a superior counselor for that specific area.
It's a potential game changer for how you build your support network, isn't it?
Totally.
And that brings us to the other side of the coin. That intriguing, maybe slightly stark notion of who should stay quiet.
Yeah, that part's pretty full on.
It is, because it's not just about lacking the best advice. It potentially implies giving advice that's actually unhelpful.
Or misinformed.
Or misinformed, or even detrimental. It pushes us to consider that not all advice is created equal. Some might even be counterproductive.
Okay, so what might that look like, astrologically speaking?
Well, the source might suggest, for example, that a naturally optimistic Sagittarius, you know, always looking on the bright side, might give advice that, while well-meaning, is maybe too broad, or it overlooks the practical difficulties involved.
Right, just follow your dreams. This isn't always helpful.
Exactly. Or perhaps a fiercely independent Aquarius visionary, yes, but maybe struggles to give advice that truly considers personal emotional needs.
Leading to solutions that feel a bit detached.
Possibly. So this raises that important question. What inherent qualities, astrologically speaking, might lead someone to be less effective or even counterproductive as an advisor?
Mm-hmm.
We're exploring the concept of categorizing like this, and it really reflects on the value of truly discerning our sources of wisdom.
Yeah, it makes you think about being a more critical consumer of counsel, whatever framework you use.
Precise.
It's almost like, imagine you're assembling a fantasy football team, but for life advice.
Huh. I like that analogy.
This source, with its provocative question, is suggesting that zodiac signs might offer a kind of blueprint. Who should be on your personal advisory board for different challenges?
Mm-hmm.
Now, maybe, crucially, who might be better suited to, well, a different role entirely. Somewhere far from the advice-giving hot seat.
Right. Maybe they're great listeners, but not great advisors.
Exactly. You know, I remember once getting some really well-intentioned, but just incredibly unhelpful advice about a career change.
Oh, dear.
And I just remember thinking, did this person even hear what my actual problem was? This kind of system, theoretically, might help us avoid those kinds of missteps.
It's about optimizing your sources of wisdom, essentially.
Yes.
And look, regardless of whether you personally subscribe to astrological beliefs or not.
Yeah, it's key.
This whole deep dive into the question itself encourages a more intentional, more critical approach, both to seeking advice and actually to giving it to.
Sure.
And instead to really evaluate the source and the quality of the advice itself. We're exploring the value of discerning wisdom and maybe even considering unconventional tools for understanding human capabilities.
So we've really dug into this fascinating premise, haven't we? And that very pointed question from Zodiacal Council. Astrological insights on advice giving.
We have.
We've considered the pretty profound implications of even asking which signs might excel at advice and which might be better off staying quiet.
Mm-hmm. The potential value or pitfalls of having such insights.
Exactly. For anyone just trying to navigate life's complexities, it really makes you think about who you trust and why. And maybe even who you are when you're the one giving advice.
And that's precisely what this deep dive encourages you to do, to think more critically about how you evaluate the counsel you receive and actually how you give it yourself.
Yeah.
Which raises an important question, doesn't it? Beyond astrology, what other frameworks or maybe just personal observations help us understand the unique strengths and weaknesses of the people who offer us guidance?
That's a great point. How do you, the listener, discern truly good advice from just noise?
Mm-hmm. And how do you decide who to turn to when you really need it most? What's your process?
Absolutely. And maybe here's a final provocative thought for you to chew on after we finish up.
Okay.
If you possessed some kind of reliable guide, whether it's astrological or something else entirely,
yeah,
that could instantly tell you who gives the most insightful advice for any given situation.
Right.
And just as importantly, who you should definitely avoid asking.
Ooh.
How would that actually transform your decision-making process? And be honest with yourself, would you use it without hesitation?
That's a fascinating one to ponder.
It is. Well, thank you for joining us on this deep dive. We hope it's given you something new to consider on your own journey for knowledge.